Cap and J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Story time during the breaks. That's fun.
Yes, story time during the break. We get funny ones. We get deep conversations.
We do.
So rolling on at 9 o'clock in the great city of Chicago. Greeny Show coming up at 10. Carmen York at noon. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. And then Black and Abdallah into baseball tonight. White Sox, Red Sox. I'll actually be out there tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm doing TV from there.
Of course. You know what I'm doing today? Well, first of all, can I just say, yesterday during a break, we were talking about the high school game that was played at Wrigley. Mm-hmm. And you said, I think Lou Gehrig played high school baseball there. And he did. He was on a New York All-Stars team in 1920. And they beat Lane Tech.
How about that?
Which is a crazy
stat. I think he hit a home run to center field.
He did. And the article, the quote was like, these New York boys have this 17-year-old who's like, if he gets a hold of one, he'll send it out of Cubs Park, and that's exactly what happened. Yesterday was the coolest experience for me to watch these high school kids play at Wrigley.
And there's some really talented kids.
Really talented kids. Yeah. And then talking to them afterwards, they were so well-spoken. Big fan of Josh Katz from Lane Tech.
So who is one of my good friend's nephew, John Galt's nephew.
Yeah.
And he was texting us last night, so proud of him. And then, Deanne, you talked to him and talked to his parents.
It was awesome. And he threw 113 pitches at Wrigley to win the Chicago Public League Championship. Like,
That's a dream. That's unbelievable.
The last play of the game was a bouncer to third, and they got the guy out at first, right? It was their Bryant to Rizzo moment. And the first baseman for Lane Tech said, the first thing I thought of was Anthony Rizzo, and I put the ball in my back pocket, just like the World Series.
How cool is that?
It was so cool. It was
very
so cool.
Cool.
That was a very fun day. Today, though, I'm going to the Sky. They're raising their banner tonight against Indiana and then off to Bears OTAs. So, busy day.
By the way, Cap, Carmen and Yurko have a special remote today. They'll be at Bub City with Brothers Bond.
Correct.
Isn't Ian
Summerfield going to be with
us?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And cool. I think they're doing a tasting afterwards, so they got a busy day ahead of them.
So that sounds fun.
Like, when you debut a new bourbon and you've got a guy there, like Yurko, I don't even know if he has that refined a palate. He likes what he likes. Mm-hmm. But you've got Carmen there who's like a bourbon aficionado.
He is.
Like, does the bourbon maker feel pressure to impress someone?
He should.
That understands the different notes of the bourbon and the process. Like, I like bourbon, but you could set 16 of them down there, and I can't tell. Yeah, that one I didn't like, and that one I like.
You know what you like, but you don't necessarily know, like, the difference.
Has the ability, I would think,
his palate is
to pick up the shot glass and what do they call it? A snifter?
Snifter?
I don't know. Whatever kind of glass it is. Carmen, no. And they taste it. I could taste the apple in there.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
See,
I like to say I can do that with wine. I have this dream of being a level one sommelier. Oh, it'd be so cool. I would love it. But I can taste the difference in wines. My husband cannot. He's like, I know what I like, but I don't know. I can't taste the fruit forward or the peaches or whatever you're supposed to. And so I don't know that I could do that with bourbon either. But with wine, I think I could. Anyway, this bourbon person should feel pressure because Carm knows.
He is a bourbon aficionado.
What does he say about the Brothers Bond?
I think he's a fan.
Really?
Now, somebody's been nipping into the bottle because it's almost half gone.
I can see that.
But I believe Carm is a fan of Brothers Bond.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
So are we. We're a huge fan.
So
thank you for the bottle in the studio.
Anyway,
yes,
so
let's talk about
looking up the stats for the former Cubs.
Okay.
I'm talking about the three main ones that got traded.
Yeah.
Bryant, Rizzo.
And Baez.
Okay, I'm looking at Chris Bryant. And at all these people that were calling at the start of the year, the cheap Cubs wouldn't re-sign Chris Bryant. He's going to go on, and he's going to hit 40 home runs and be a great player in college. He's got zero.
Zero.
He hasn't hit a home run yet.
I know.
He had some... not a long stint, but a stint on the injured list. He has got 4 RBIs on the season.
Yeah.
For $182 million.
Yep. On a last place team.
On a last place team. How are the numbers on your Tigers star, Baez?
I'd prefer not to talk about it. For the record, I want to say, in the offseason, I was someone who very badly did not want this player. And now he's got an OPS, on-base percentage, plus slugging. That's two numbers, totaling .591.
Yeah, he's got...
he's awful.
Three home runs. He's got 12 RBIs. He's walked a grand total of five times. He struck out 33 times, and he's hitting .214.
He's awful.
I mean, and wow, our guy
Riz made an error on the walk-off hit last night, too, by the way. So don't tell me about his defense either. This guy stinks.
Okay, and Anthony Rizzo got off to a decent start with the Yankees. Right now, he has 10 home runs. He has struck out 28 times. He has 25 RBIs. He is hitting .230. Yeah, okay. He's been all right.
The Yankees said, they said, what's Susan Waltman, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that she said,
you mean this lady right here?
Roger Clemens is in George's box!
There you go.
I mean, her and Sterling, I can't handle them. But anyway, she said that through that first month of the season, Rizzo was their MVP. He was a big reason they got off to the start that they did. He's cooled off since then, of course. Okay. But they really like him.
Kyle
and like
Schwarber is hitting .200, 10 home runs, 55 strikeouts.
Sheesh.
He has 22 RBIs. And he has walked 22 times.
Collective money those four are making. Do you know off the top of your head?
I could do this at the top of my head. Let's see. 182 and 140 is 322. 322.
Rizzo's
402. I'm going to say 434.
I bet that. I don't know. I should know that before I quiz you on that.
Right.
I was just wondering off the top of your head. That's a lot of money to not be doing much.
$434 million. I think I'm right.
Okay. So I was so emotionally attached to that team because of, I mean, you probably more than anyone. I just loved the whole story of it. I loved watching them come up in 15, and 16 was obviously magical. And then they just kept competing, and it was fun. I remember after the trade deadline last year, I was explaining to my son that what happened. He's like, "Who would do that? Can we get rid of that guy?" I was like, "No, I think it's going to make sense, and I think it does now."
Right. So that is our question: are people out there right now? Now starting to go, well, maybe it had run its course.
It had run its course.
And it was time to move on.
But it's hard to admit that, right? Like,
but why is it hard to admit that?
We were clinging to yesteryear. It was so magical. We made this memory together. They were ours. They were our guys. They were Cubs. They were from Chicago. They became family to us. And so it's always weird when they had tears. They had moments when they left, too.
Correct, but they were all offered extensions, all.
Mm-hmm.
All declined to sign them.
Because they thought that they deserved better than that.
Correct, and it turns out that they didn't.
So maybe Jed does know what he's doing.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Jed's. And
yeah,
I think
same.
The plan is going to have to be executed properly, but their system is better than it's ever been. They have the 7th pick in the draft. Now, the big thing is, are they going to go out and spend money in the offseason on whoever is the top of the market free agent? Aaron Judge,
right?
If Correa opts out, whoever it is, I'll pull up the list. But I'm wondering now if people out there are starting to go, maybe they were right for trading these guys. And maybe we dodged a bullet
that they didn't sign extensions. Tie themselves to them and then have them perform the way that they are right now.
Because you have Jason Hayward for one more year. I would release him now.
Yes, but
it's a sunk cost. I would eat the money and move on.
Gosh, I wanted that to work so bad.
Jason Hayward?
Yeah.
Great dude.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the Cub fan out there now goes, well, maybe actually it wasn't the wrong thing.
Yeah. Maybe we can patiently wait and realize that this was the right direction, the right moves for them to make.
Okay. 312-332-3776. 3776. We would love your thoughts.
Yes.
Do you agree that at this point on May, what is it, May 24th today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My late mother's birthday.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Mom. Do we believe that maybe, at least today on May 24th, that we are...
in a better position?
Yes. Dodged a bullet.
Didn't mean to finish your thought.
Dodged a bullet.
In a better position, dodged a bullet by not keeping those guys.
Correct.
By going through with the trades that happened at the deadline last year.
We heard the term biblical losses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was right to have closed the checkbook on those guys. He made offers.
Made offers, yes.
To all
yes,
of
yes,
them.
Yes.
And they've all confirmed. Yep, I did get an offer. Even Chris Bryant now has said, well, yeah, I did get an offer.
But it wasn't what he wanted.
Correct.
Right.
Maybe, just maybe, the Cubs got lucky. 312-332-3776. Do you agree? Next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on with Dion Miller in for Hoodie, who's on vacation. He'll be with me again on Thursday. Tomorrow I'll be with Sylvie on spring trading part three. Shay Norling's our executive producer. Randy Merkin is here. JR's at doing a remote today.
He's doing the Carmen and Yurko remote.
Of course correct. He is, because there's bourbon
Bub
involved.
Bub City Rosemont, right?
Right, correct, yes. Correct.
There you go. Let's go to, where do you want me to go here, Merk? A lot of fun.
Starting with line six, Cap.
Michael in Wilmette. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Good, how are you?
So, I'm good. So, my thought is that, yeah, you know, it certainly looks on the field like, you know, the right decisions were made. But I think the whole process by which they went about it has left a bad taste in, you know, fans like me who don't watch, don't go anymore. And it starts back when, you know, Theo and Joe, you know, talking about them being Madden being let go over a bottle of wine. I mean, and it, kind of an elitist kind of a thing. I mean, that's not what you wanted to see or hear. And then the fact that they go with Rossi, who doesn't have a lot of experience at this. Yeah, he played on the team, but it telegraphed things. And so it just continued to build, and then to do it all at once. I think that Cub fans would have taken it easier if it hadn't been this dump the truck kind of a, you know, kind of an attitude.
But doesn't it turn out that it was right?
Yeah, it does. But you know what? You know, you're talking about Chicago Cub fans who, you know, tasted the apple in 2016. And, you know, there's a finesse the way you went about it. I mean, he did that. Theo did that the right way. He brought in Lester. He showed what he was going to do. He telegraphed it with the right moves. And then it's as though success went to all of their heads, to Ricketts, to everybody. And it no longer became about the fans and really embracing the fans and engaging with the fans. It became, this is my business now. You know, I got you hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, now I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, was it the right thing? Yeah, it's looking like it was, but it picked off a lot of people, and it's going to take getting back to a winning team on the field to get some people back. And maybe that's because we're not, you know, you may say we're not true blue fans, but, you know, it's the way you worked it.
Appreciate the thoughts, man. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Okay. Yep.
312-332-3776.
Can I just say quickly, that guy nailed it. That guy, like, that's exactly the way I would look at this as an outsider, is like, yeah, you got lucky because you didn't pay guys who it's pretty clear didn't deserve the money that they wanted. Like, Baez, I don't think is going to come out of a slump. I think this is just who he is. Bryant, I think, is just kind of this average player. Maybe Rizzo can get hot, but that's just who he is. But I think now the deal is, Ricketts and the Cubs have to prove that that's not the model going forward. They have to prove that they didn't pay them because they knew what they were and that they're willing to spend money on products that are actually good down the road rather than just doing it the Tampa Bay way. That's not what anybody here wants, I don't think.
No, but they offered Baez $180 million.
They did.
That's a fact.
Would have been a disaster.
Okay, so they offered him $180. Chris could say what the numbers were or weren't. My sources are it's $200 million with bonuses above that or incentives. And he has acknowledged, yeah, I did get an offer, but he and Scott decided not to sign it, which was their right. Well, they weren't getting him for $10 million. So there's a big offer there. They had Rizzo locked up for a long time and then offered him $70 million, and I was told they were willing to go a little bit higher, like 80, to get that deal done.
Really?
He wanted a Paul Goldschmidt-style deal, 5 for 135, so they agreed to table their talks, and then they traded him.
Right.
So, again, did the Cubs do a good job at selling their message? Absolutely not. They did a terrible job. The fact of the matter is they may be right in all this.
In the end, yeah. It looks like it right now, anyway.
Correct.
It looks like they made the right move for the right moment.
Correct.
And they saw it coming before fans did.
Like you want,
which is what you want them to do, though. Like you don't. I think they'd be. We'd be so frustrated if they were strapped with guys that weren't performing, and they had paid them so much, and then that sets the franchise back in a different way. That would be more frustrating for fans.
I think they also kind of showed fans what they want to do moving forward, at least in signing Stroman and getting their feet wet in the international market and getting, say, a Suzuki, because at least now you can show, yes, we're doing a rebuild, we know what this is, but we're willing to try and be competitive throughout this process and spend and open the book a little bit and get some guys who really can be players on a ball club.
And if Patrick Wisdom hits 40 homers along the way, so be it.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Dean in Schaumburg. Hey, Dean.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
So I'm going to talk as a realist, and fortunately I've been through some of the worst Cub history losses in 84, 89, 98, 03, and then up to now. The Cubs did exactly what they needed to do. And we all knew in 16 that 21 and 22 was going to be a very tough year because simultaneously all their contracts were coming to an end. The Cubs fans sit there and think a little bit too much with their hearts, and fortunately for the Cubs, that's what filled up the ballpark during their bad seasons. But you could tell in the middle of last year after they went on that run and they were contending with first place, that drop-off of about 10 to 15 games was really the telling sign that they needed to do what they wanted to do. I wish they would have gotten more at the trade, and if I would have kept anyone, it would have been Bryant because he's just such a great utility player.
But you can't pay $182 million for a utility guy.
No.
So there's something to be said about clubhouse guys, and I'm looking at it about what winning is. And what winning was in 2016 was not about Rizzo, Bryant, Baez. It was about the glue that kept it together. It was those Fowlers and the Zobrists who kept coming up with key hits and kept that team going. So, again, I just think it was a great move, and hopefully they do what's right in the next few years.
Appreciate the call, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Like, again, Chris had a wonderful run here.
He did.
And he should be remembered for being a good dude and a really good player.
Really good player.
He also is not what you would call a warrior that plays through anything.
No, no, absolutely not. No, I would not say that. But his versatility is a marvel.
No doubt.
That's unbelievable that he is able to move around and be effective in so many different places.
How come the Giants didn't want him back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
There were reports out of San Francisco that they were not all in on his versatility.
Right.
He's okay.
And by the way, the Giants are one of the best like player development scouting teams in baseball. They've proven that many times over the years. So if they don't want a guy, you might want to start sniffing about why.
Let's go to Mike in Skokie. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, yeah, this is clearly a rebuild. The Cubs are, you know, they don't have one player right now they could build around. And I think, you know, they still have Hayward's contract is still on there. And for me, if they trade Contreras, Stroman, and Hendricks at the deadline, I'm fine with that. But I wish Jed would be more transparent and say what it is. This is a rebuild.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you that it's a rebuild. I'll disagree with you. I think Seiya Suzuki's a long-term piece in right field. I believe they have players in their system that will be part of their future. I would re-sign Wilson Contreras.
They're 3-4 years away, though. I don't know that build around Contreras either. I think what they're trying to do is find pitching and build around pitching, and I'm fine with that. I mean, let's do something a little bit different and develop some pitching and find some pitching and build around that. But they don't have one core guy. Suzuki's a good player. I don't think he's someone you build around. I think they're still waiting for that guy. And you know what? I like Christopher Morel. Let's see what he's got. Mm-hmm. He reminded me last night, he made a play at second that reminded me a little bit of Baez with that throwing that ball on the dime. Like, he's got a great arm. He could be someone. But I don't know. Yeah, I think they've got some interesting players. It's too bad to hear about Ed Howard. That really sucks. I feel bad for him. Hopefully he rebounds from his injury. But yeah, they've got some young guys. You know, Christian Hernandez, let's see what some of these young guys can do. And I'm fine with the rebuild for a good 2-3 years. I'm fine with that.
All right, have a good day, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I like Christopher Morel, too. Did you see him last night? He's on first. He's hugging Joey Votto. He's like such an emotional. He's having a great time.
Yes.
I love that. I can so get on board with that.
312-332-3776, Billy and Wheaton. Hey, Billy.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, this is a total rebuild, and rebuilds are never, ever, ever pleasant. The point I was going to make is, if you look, including the Darvish trade that started it all out, I believe right now 7 of our top 15 prospects in the minor leagues have come from these trades. So, obviously, we didn't have a whole lot there if those trades constitute almost half of our best prospects. The one guy just now said that most of them, a lot of them are 24, 25, so they are a bit away. And if you include it sounds like we're going to take the best pitcher in this year's draft, and I think it's June or whatever. Now you're talking about 8 out of our 16 best prospects pretty much come from the bottoming out, including what we may get this year. So it was totally the right thing to do, and it restocked our minors. And in a couple of years, we'll start to see these morales come up.
Appreciate the call, Billy. Thanks a lot. 312-332-3776. So did the Cubs actually dodge a bullet when these guys said no to extensions?
Yeah, I say yes. I say 100%. That they did. And yes, is it going to be... Are there going to be growing pains? Of course. Is it going to take time? Absolutely. It took time before. It was 10 years ago they lost 100 games.
Correct. It does not absolve management from not spending this offseason.
No.
They're two different, entirely different narratives.
Totally different. Totally different. And I think they're headed in the right direction, and that is something that Cubs fans should be excited about, because they're laying that foundation right now. And hopefully you're having fun watching them do that along the way. But that's not, this year is about setting them up for the next steps, not necessarily
correct
about winning.
But now next winter, you better spend money.
Yes, absolutely. You'll have it.
312-332-3776. We would love your thoughts on the Chicago Cubs. Did they actually get it right? Now it's on them to get it right again. But did they get it right letting all those dudes leave town? Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Do you now?
Yes.
I guess it's a two different discussion points here. Sylvia and I are going to discuss this tomorrow as well on spring trading 7 to 10. Do you, on one hand, admit, yep, they got the right deal done in trading all these dudes because none of them are putting up big numbers? Chris Bryant has 0 home runs and 4 RBIs.
You're right.
Home runs and 4 RBIs
games.
In late May.
17 games. He's not played as many, but yes.
Correct.
Still, you would expect him to have at least one home run by now.
In Colorado? I heard people going, this dude might hit 50 home
runs. Right.
He's got zero.
Right. Patrick Wisdom is leaving him in the dust.
Yes.
Rather quickly.
So, doesn't mean he's a better player than Chris. Not saying that. But A, did they get it right moving these dudes? B, do you feel better about the rebuild at all that they didn't sign those dudes and they've got a lot of flexibility going forward?
I do. I it was hard to see Rizzo, though, last week. It was still felt too soon to see him back in Chicago in a Yankees uniform and fitting the part, right? Like, it's still, it's just weird when you see him in a different uniform. But I do, especially going through the numbers the way that you did. Like, that makes it, they made the right decision. They've set themselves up in the correct way. It was the right move.
Correct. 312-332-3776. Justin. Hey, Justin, what's up, man?
Hey, morning. Good Kat, morning. Dion. Morning. You all always, you know, always love what you all. So I just wanted to weigh in. So I feel like at first, I'm a Cubs and a Sox fan. I feel like, obviously, it is the right decision now, but I just feel like for a lot of Cubs, at the moment when everything was happening, it just seemed devastating. I mean, yeah, it's panning out. But, yeah, that's all I want to say. At the moment, breaking. At least for me, it was.
But you broke up. Tomorrow, what?
I was just saying, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
No, I was just saying that I feel like at the moment when everything was happening, even though we probably knew that that was the best thing going forward, it just, people still didn't want to see it happen because what they meant to that year. And from 2015 and to 2016. So that's all I wanted to say. I hope you all have a good day, and thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Justin. Let's go to Eddie on the north side. Eddie, what's up, you cruiser?
Good morning. The day Chris Bryant got beamed in the head or the face, he was done. After that, he was never the same player, and that'll do it to somebody. And, man, Cap, remember we were talking about how many home runs Chris Bryant's going to hit in Colorado? He has zero home runs right now, which is unbelievable. What was he over and under, 32?
Yeah.
33?
And four RBIs.
And for the thing of the Cubs, it didn't take Chris Bryant, Rizzo, or Baez for them to win the World Series. It took a guy that shouldn't even have been in the batter's box, a Schwarber, that came in that made them win the World Series. And as far as injuries, I don't believe the media, the teams anymore, because when we discussed prior to the NBA All-Star game about Zach LaVine going to take an airplane flight to get a second opinion, and the next day I'm watching him do 360 jams in the All-Star game, I'm done with that. These last 2 years, the injuries aren't as bad as they are always saying, because there's these guys that are coming back from horrific injuries and they're playing in important games.
Appreciate the call, Eddie. You make valid points, man. You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I get his points.
Mm-hmm.
When Chris got hit in the head, where was that in? Colorado? I think
was
it was
in Colorado?
When he was a Cub.
Right. Was it in Colorado?
I think it was in Colorado. He got drilled in the head.
Okay. I remember that.
I would love to have Chris Kamka, the best research guy in the world, run the numbers from that day to today.
Yes.
And see what his numbers are.
I mean, you can understand why that stuff gets in your head, right?
No question.
But I'm interested, too, now, to see what that would look like.
The day he got beamed in Colorado, they took him out. Remember, Joe Maddon helped him off the field, had his arm around him. Merkin, what year was that when Chris got hit?
It was
head.
April 22nd, 2018. I'm going to try to run these right now.
Okay.
I got you, buddy.
So,
thank you.
There you go. I didn't know you knew math, Shay. run those numbers. I'm curious what his numbers are from that day to now. I bet they would be surprising.
Startling, yeah.
Eddie with a good point. 312-332-3776. Will is listening on the app. Hey, Will, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Cap. I just want to preface this with my daughter was born on November 2nd, 2016. So I'm a huge Cubs fan my whole life. Then the Cubs win the World Series the day my daughter's born.
Was she born at night or before the game?
She was born that night.
So did you watch the game while your wife was in labor?
No, she just got done. I was holding my baby watching the Cubs win the World Series.
That's awesome. Pretty cool.
That's a great memory.
Did you name her?
Like, what'd you name her? Addison?
Well,
Grace?
That was going to be her name. We ended up changing it to Elena.
Oh, beautiful.
Just because we love the name Elena. We were going to name her Addison Rizzo. That was an idea. But
I don't hate it.
Thank God we didn't do that.
Wow.
But
go ahead.
I really didn't want them to get rid of Bryant, Rizzo, and Baez. I mean, it hurt. I was like, dang, and Schwarber. And now I'm looking at it going, oh, my God, we would have had a bunch of Jason Haywards. So now we got to focus on the big purple elephant in the room. What are we going to do with Jason Hayward now?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got one more year left. It's a sunk cost. There's nothing. No one's taking that contract. So at some point, I would think if they feel like if Brennan Davis gets healthy or if there's a player from the system, guess what? Jason, you know what? Here's your check. We appreciate it. It was a great speech and a few gold gloves.
Speech.
You're a good dude. Here's your money. And appreciate your call, Will. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us. You'll always be a Cub. We'll always have November 2nd, 2016. And guess what? Get out.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
That's
your
it.
Your services are no longer needed.
It is a sunk cost. You have to pay him anyway.
I know. Yeah.
So just write the check.
Let it go. Let it go. We wish it would be ending differently. We appreciate your efforts.
Let's go to Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to give an opinion regarding the mistakes of Jed and what's his name? The guy who
Theo?
Was his, Theo.
How can you not remember Theo?
I don't remember him because he made so many mistakes, and now they have to undo it. When they built the team in 15 and 14 and 16, they kept on building it on hitting.
Yeah.
And every year after that, they took hitters, Schwarber, Cap, kept on going after hitting and ignored the pitching. And their downfall was the minute that Arrieta did not achieve the levels that he achieved in 16 and 17, their pitching kept on sinking and they kept on sinking. They failed to build the way the Dodgers did, the way the Rays did, the way other teams have done. And now they had to undo what they did because their players couldn't carry them just on hitting. So they're building now the team, and he's going more after pitching and picking up a player here or there. And I think that was their mistake that they're now trying to undo by doing this new rebuild.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Paul. He makes very valid points. My big problem with what they did was they drafted and developed horribly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether that's on Jason McLeod, whether that's on somebody else, their draft and development process from 2012 to, I don't know, 2018 or 19 was awful.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. You're exactly right.
So it looks like the system's in a way
better place
now.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you.
So we'll see. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of these. What does Dion want to hear from me? And Sylvie tomorrow. I have reached out to Sylvie and asked, would you like to drive together?
I was going to ask you that. Are you in a carpool?
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
Because you guys are like driver sandwich from each other, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
I told you, he said on the air, I'm driving myself in. I can't. He said he doesn't want to.
They live really close to each other.
He just
really
texted me. I'm going to drive myself, but thanks for the offer. I like this Cubs topic you and Dion have, and I definitely want to discuss this with you tomorrow. I said, cool.
Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say.
Said, you sure? It'd be fun to drive down. Because we could do like a Instagram Live.
Yes. Or a TikTok. Yesterday at that high school game, I heard somebody be like, hey, I know your boyfriend. Snap him real quick and tell him I said hi. I was like, what language are you speaking?
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Exactly.
Anyway.
What does Dion want to hear from us tomorrow? And my favorite band just announced concert dates for the first time in 5 years.
Which is?
We'll tell you that.
Ooh.
It's called a tease in the business. Next.
What's up, everyone? Zetterman here. This baseball season turned K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of our Chicago White Sox. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Here's the same game parlay I like for today. Red Sox at White Sox. You can hear the game right here on ESPN Chicago. I like the White Sox giving 1.5 runs. I like Tim Anderson to record a hit. He's been hot lately. He had a whole thing in New York. I think he's fired up and ready to roll. And I like Dylan Cease plus over 6 strikeouts. Merck likes that also, so I think this is going to happen. FanDuel's great. They've got great promotions every day. It's safe and secure. You get paid fast. So White Sox fans, see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using the promo code Zetterman to get started with your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. The promo code is my last name, Zetterman. Z as in zebra, E-D-E-R-M-A-N. 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
So guess who announced tour dates?
Tell me.
Danny, we got to go to this concert.
Collectively, we? Am I going?
Yes, you're
okay.
Invited.
All right, I'm in.
Guess who's announcing tour dates? How about we go to Amsterdam and see Bruce freaking Springsteen?
I'm in. Let's do it.
How
pass.
Amazing.
That would be amazing. How
what
old
do you
is
mean pass?
To quote,
pass?
To quote David Emmanuel Kaplan, hard pass.
Danny says pass?
Yeah. Barcelona, Spain, Dublin, Ireland, Paris, France, Ferrara, Italy, Rome, Amsterdam, Zurich, Dusseldorf, Gothenburg, Sweden, Oslo, Norway, Copenhagen, Denmark, Hamburg, Germany, Vienna, Austria, Munich, Germany, and finish it July 25th in Monza, Italy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you know what Chuck Garfine did when he was in college?
No.
He calls the Sun-Times. This is a true story.
Okay.
Calls the Sun-Times. He's seen Springsteen probably 70 times.
No way.
Yes. He said, I am going to see Bruce Springsteen around Europe. Would you like me to write concert reviews for the paper? And I will send them back to you.
And he did that?
And they said, done. You're in. Yes.
No way.
Yes. He reviewed concerts in different countries.
That is so cool.
How about that?
I'm going to pitch that story to ABC 7.
Can you imagine that?
He's 72. You think he's still got his fastball?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I just saw in 19, Flom and I went from Chicago Cup. We went to see the Rolling Stones. He was 2 months after heart surgery. He's 75. Dude. That guy has his fastball
no
still.
Way.
Mick Jagger exercises like 3.5 hours a day. He's,
really?
He's one of us, Dion.
He
beast.
Is.
And a friend of mine went to eat at a restaurant called Le Colonial.
Yeah.
Down on Oak Street. Walked in and he looks at the table over there and there's Mick.
No way.
Got a picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, the nicest dude in the world.
Is he nice?
They said
that's
he was
awesome.
Great.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, holy bleep. I absolutely would love to do that. And guess who's playing in London next June? The Cubs and Cardinals. The
yes.
makeup from the pandemic canceled.
You're
warm.
Right.
How about I fly to Danny?
It all
let's
comes
do
full
remotes
circle. This is
from
our
London for the Cubs, Cardinals, and then we shoot over to one of these other countries
Cap,
and see Bruce.
Cap, Danny said leave now.
That sounds
actually,
great.
Leave after tomorrow morning.
Right. You, yeah. You won't be happy because I won't be here for the bloodletting tomorrow morning.
Oh, my gosh. It all comes full circle to our sports trips question from earlier.
You think that I could like get a prison furlough after tomorrow to go see these concerts?
Will you guys air your grievances tomorrow on the air?
I don't have grievances
yes, you
with
do.
Him.
Yes, you do.
I just have differing opinions. And normally I'm right and he's wrong. We're going to get the way you want it now, Danny. You happy?
Normally, I'm right and he's wrong. I mean, what could go wrong? I want to just hear the interactions. That's all. I don't want anything specific. I want you to talk about this Cubs topic we're talking about.
We're absolutely
going to. Because you're both
so
passionate about that team anyway.
We're absolutely going to.
So I want to hear what you have to say about that.
We will.
What else?
Speaking of which, Dion, if I may, quickly,
yes.
I got the numbers Cap wanted on Brian. I want to prove that I'm actually useful a little bit to this guy.
Okay.
Before getting hit in the head, 919 OPS, 96 home runs, about 45% better than average offensively. After getting hit in the head, 829 OPS, 90 points worse, only 71 home runs, 25 fewer, and only about 20% better than average against the league.
So he's gone down.
He's gone down.
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question he has gone down since he got hit in the head.
I'm going to fluff up Shay. Good
Again,
research on the fly, Shay.
He's a really good guy. He's a family man. He's got a lot of great qualities.
Oh, he's a great guy. If you have a young kid who loves baseball, if there's a player to emulate on and off the field, it was always Chris Bryant, right? Like, he is that guy, consummate professional, kind, attentive. He's the one who, after the Parkland shooting during spring training, he's the one who said those words that we were talking about earlier. Be kind, be nice to other people. It's not that hard. That's
correct.
Like who Chris Bryant is. How can you not get on board with that?
He's a great, great dude.
Yes.
I like Chris. The fact of the matter is that they made the right decision to move on.
Yeah. Yes, so, that is the fact of the matter, and that's true. It's true.
Anyway, one other thing. LeVar Ball told me last week that Zach LaVine is gone.
Are you seeing this?
Did you see that responded to TMZ?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read what Zach was run into by a TMZ cameraman?
Here it is. Yes. And he said that, let's see, what are his quotes here? I've always been a big fan when talking about the Lakers. And he said that he and Lonzo are boys, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that was it, right?
And he said that was it. He didn't really say, I'm going back to Chicago.
I'm happy where I'm at. None of that.
Yeah.
Man, sign and trade for LeBron James. Could you imagine?
We're manifesting right now. Heavy.
Tell me why that wouldn't work.
Bulls would have to send a lot of draft capital, but like you would do it. Even if it's two or three years.
Why would they have to send a lot of draft capital?
Because you're getting LeBron James.
He's going to be 36 years old. You're getting a 27-year-old guy who's a U.S. Olympian.
James. He's still one of the top 5 to 7 players in basketball. It's LeBron James.
Yes.
You're not getting him just for LaVine.
We'll put a package together tomorrow.
Yes, do that. I want to hear that too.
All right.
I want to hear that too.
I will be with Sylvie tomorrow morning. We will chop it up on sports. We'll have a good time. And then you and I back on Thursday.
This was so fun. Thanks for letting me play.
I love it.
I do too. It's awesome. So much fun.
Thank you to Randy Merkin in for JR today. Shocked you're up this early, Merk. And thank you, Shay.
Every time, Dion.
Thank you, Shay.
Randy usually rolls in with coffee and a newspaper around 10. Anyway, 312-332-3776. Put that in your phone and call our show each and every day throughout the day here on ESPN 1000. For Dion, I'm Cap. See you tomorrow morning. Take that.